This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author Sam Bledsoe grew up in Roane County in East Tennessee. He graduated from the University of North Carolina and then served in the Navy, where he was the communications officer aboard the USS Little Rock, based in Gaeta, Italy, and later aboard the USS Francis Marion, based in Norfolk, Virginia. After his discharge from the Navy, Sam pursued various careers, including selling paper to printing companies throughout Tennessee and Kentucky. But eventually, he started his own marketing company and settled down in the Knoxville area of Tennessee. Throughout his life, Sam always loved to write and dreamed of one day becoming an author. As a matter of fact, for many years in his spare time, driven by his love of science fiction, Sam worked at creating a strategy board game with a science fiction theme he called Zenoba. Although the board game preceded his books, it became foundational to the sci-fi themes Sam ultimately wrote about. In 2005, Sam Bledsoe completed his first novel, titled The Last Zenobians. It was the first in his sci-fi trilogy about the inhabitants of four planets in a small backwater part of the Milky Way galaxy that he designated Sector 3309. To complement The Last Zenobians, Sam invented the Zenobian language called Kuturin, and then compiled a complete manual to help people learn Kuturin so that their fantasy experience could be enhanced. Sam's next novel was The Bintorga Tree, Nanzima at War. It follows Amara, the last true Zenobian, as she travels to Nanzima, where a war is brewing, an epic war between advanced and primitive peoples, a war that will determine the future of Nanzima. The third and final book of Sam's sci-fi trilogy is set to release in June 2019. It's called The Obeldazi, Revenge of the Pareans. And for those of you who may not know, the Pareans are the badasses of Section 3309. In 2016, Sam made a significant departure from his science fiction leanings when his first nonfiction title, For the Love of June, was published. This book is about a young woman growing up in Harlan County, Kentucky, where her father is a coal miner and she an unwed mother. Set in a time and place where jobs are scarce and most families face grinding poverty, the story exposes the desperation many young women feel in a culture that dehumanizes them and often preys upon them. But June finds the courage to rise above her humble beginnings. These days, Sam Bledsoe continues to write, but also spends much of his time supporting fellow authors through the Authors Guild of Tennessee, which he founded in 2011. Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. For more information or to listen to archives of this program, go to authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.